From the letter to the Corinthians, God scatters abroad. He gives to the poor. His righteousness endures forever. Paul says that generosity and the special concern for people living in poverty, two of God's distinguishing features. Generosity, as we've said earlier in the service and seen in those photographs, we see the beauty, the bounteousness, the generosity of creation, the abundance of fruit and flowers that we see around us. God's gifts to us. Whilst we recognize that creation is not everywhere as it was meant to be, and not everyone shares in this abundance. And so Jesus gives us an image of God as a sower, tossing the seeds abundantly so that it scatters everywhere. And the seed lies where it will, some in fertile spots, some not. People would have seen the farmer sowing in this way. It would have been a familiar image to his hearers. It can seem a rather hit and miss kind of way of doing things to those of us used to more mechanistic approaches. But the sowing is not indiscriminate. The sower's action has purpose and indeed courage. Seed is precious, particularly in a poor community, and not all of it will grow. But enough is scattered so that there will be a harvest. And only by that scattering of the seed can the community be fed. It's no good hanging on to it. It has to be in the ground, or it's no good at all. And this is how God works, says Jesus. The seeds, which are the good news of God's kingdom, are meant for everyone who wants to receive. And so God provides generously. There's opportunity for anyone to respond if they will take the time and not be crushed by the pressures around. But it's not enough just to receive God's gifts, says Paul. God is able to provide you with every blessing in abundance. Why? So that by always having enough of everything, you may share abundantly in every good work. In other words, those who receive, those who respond, receive in abundance and are invited to join in God's work, scattering the seeds of the kingdom ourselves. He scatters abroad. He gives to the poor. We remember Paul's words that a special concern for people living in poverty is another of God's distinguishing features. So at this time of harvest, let us give thanks for our wealth, for the abundance of our harvests, for food from all over the world, for God's generosity to us that we are grateful for. But let us also remember others who have less. The Falcon School project may be one way we can offer support in a practical way to a community poorer than ourselves. But I suggest also through contact and friendship, treating people as equals, people that we're working with, not just as people needing our help, but people that we can support and get to know and find their strengths as they find ours. And perhaps harvest is an opportunity for all of us as individuals and as churches to think about our priorities. What is important in our lives? How we use our gifts, material and talents, to further God's kingdom and to serve others. And these are questions we can ask ourselves, we can ask our churches, but we can also ask those around us in our society. God is able to provide you with every blessing in abundance, so that by always having enough of everything, you may share abundantly in every good work. Amen.
Amen.